Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Larry Smith, Washington and Keokuk County Emergency Management Coordinator, speaking about this week being Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Spring's upon us, and with spring comes some severe weather in the form of thunderstorms and tornadoes. Can you walk us through some of the upcoming dates that are here in Iowa as far as severe weather awareness?
This year, Severe Weather Awareness Week is going to be March 21 through the 25th of this year.
And are there certain events that go on during that week?
It's a lot of weather awareness, what we really want everybody to emphasize on. For instance, on Monday, we want everybody to think about severe thunderstorms. Tuesday, weather warnings. Wednesday is going to be the statewide tornado drill. Thursday is family preparedness. And Friday is flash floods. All of these affect us locally.
And kind of going down that list, starting with Monday, the severe thunderstorms, can you tell us the difference between a watch and a warning?
Well, the watch will come out first, and that's what they generate at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to give you their storm prediction center of what's going to happen for the day. So the watch will be generated first, and then the warning is when we want you to plan on taking cover.
And along with those warnings, what are some of the weather events that you see? Is it strong winds, heavy rain?
Well, there's quite a mixture of things that go on. You know, we've been very accustomed to, in the past here locally, straight-line winds, heavy rains, flash flooding, all these events that we ask and encourage everybody to be thinking about how they're going to respond to it, how they're going to take shelter with their friends and family.
And along with watches and warnings, those aren't only issued for thunderstorms, but for tornadoes, too.
Correct. The tornadoes watch will come out, and then that's what we want you to be very vigilant throughout the day and watch your either your TV, listen to the radio, or your social media sites that give updates. And then when there's a warning produced, then that's what we want you to take cover. And we got to remember that the outdoor warning sirens are only for when you're outdoor. You can't effectively hear those inside, so that's why we want you to have all hazards weather radio in your home.
So it's very important to be aware of what's going on. And earlier this month at Storm Spotter training here in Washington, they talked about how those tornado warnings are issued, how they determine to issue those, whether it's a spotter or radar indicated.
Yes, our local spotters are very key to our warning system here in Washington and Keokuk County and also eastern Iowa, because the radar, with the curvature of the earth, the radar only sees, say, at 7,000 feet. It doesn't really see what's going on down at ground level. That's why they often will call us on our spotters at home or their businesses, wherever their contact information includes, to see what's actually going on here on the ground.
Interesting. So speaking about those weather warnings, and Tuesday is the focus for weather warnings, how can people get those?
The best way to do that is to, if you're connected to the internet, go to the National Weather Service website. And also, we have a system here in Washington County, our wireless emergency alert system. It's called WENS. You can contact the Safety Center, and they can walk you through to get you signed up for that, so that then you can get those alerts on your phone.
And you can also, if you see some treacherous weather out there, you can always tune into KCII.
Yes, they do a great job on when they activate their severe weather action team about staying in tune, watching all their sources that they have for information, as well as contacting our local spotters and staying in tune.
That's been today's Washington Page with Larry Smith, Washington and Keokuk County Emergency Management Coordinator. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part one of a two-part interview.